Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, remember guys that women smash rich bad boys in their youth but settle down with simps later on as a retirement plan. Usually they are tall and rich simps as you can see here, but still tools to better their lives. The man on the left has probably created hundreds of alpha widows and is probably still doing it today. They can all have each other because my piece is more important than this sort of drama. The worst position to be in here is the beta bucks. Up next, Canada has some of the dumbest voters in the world. People in the wealthy neighborhood of Rosedale are voting for the Liberal Party, which has led to an increase in crime. And they have to spend more money now on private security because people are breaking into their homes and stealing their vehicles. It's the 6 out of 7 boomer and Gen X women responsible for this. In this case, they can afford to pay private security with their husband's money, and they don't care about the rest of the country. Number 3, this was IT security back in the 90s. Chuck says laugh all you want, but those floppy disks can be hacked from halfway around the world. These boxes were notoriously easy to break into, and there was usually just a plastic screw in the back that you could take out. I still have some floppy disks and a working computer. One of these days I'll see if the data's still on there. I keep all my old technologies so I can access my old DVDs and CDs mostly. Moving on, Miss Argentina and Miss Puerto Rico have gotten married. I'd love to have been their wedding photographer both in and out of the bedroom. This is all sweet and nice, but how much you wanna bet they go back to their factory settings when they get drunk? I also can't help but notice that their kiss looks to be in front of a brutalist building. To be honest, I'm more interested in the architecture behind them than I am in their tacky white wedding outfits. Number 5, Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie fame joined Only Fools. And after only a week, she made over $1 million. And she's middle-aged, and there are tons of other older simps out there willing to support her. The word on the street is that she only did this for a good cause, to fund her animal sanctuary. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that she needs the money to fund her lifestyle now that she's in her 50s and acting roles ain't coming in no more. Up next, looks like this feminist has been fighting for equality all this time without realizing what it is. She says she's a feminist but wonders why there are men sitting on the subway while women are standing. Women only want the good parts of equality, but they still want all the traditional female privileges. Someone needs to tell her that the reason men are sitting on the subway, often with our knees apart, is so that our balls can have some room. Number 7, people say the US has given Israel over $250 billion in military aid. Yes, but Israel spent the vast majority of their defense spending on foreign equipment from the United States. It's a circular economy, and America is basically making work for its own defense contractors. Is all this aid a result of the coup taking out JFK? Dude also didn't want to go into Vietnam. I wouldn't be surprised if the CIA threatened and Trump if he didn't attack Iran. Moving on, Disney brings back the ladies and gentlemen greeting after years of having a gender-neutral one. I appreciate the gesture, but it's a little too late now. Now bring back the native tribes and the Jungle Cruise and Peter Pan. I'm surprised they didn't get rid of the Enchanted Tiki Room as well for being insensitive to islanders. They also need to fix their woke films in DEI, Star Wars, and Marvel. Until they do, I'm not getting excited. Number 9, we're living in a world where even guys dressed in drag, weighing 300 pounds pretending to be women, are only willing to date Chads. Just because you're a feminine bottom dude doesn't mean you need one of the top men to top you. Yes, I'm pretty sure they're lining up to be with someone whose weight begins with a 5. If I was over 6 feet tall and she was interested, I wouldn't be worrying about dating. I'd be more worried about her eating me like I was a snack. Up next, Megyn Kelly attacks Sydney Sweeney for her Euphoria scene, saying that it sexualizes infancy. Not really. People out there have all kinds of interesting kinks and fetishes. This is tame compared to the stuff that's out there these days. How much you want to bet that Megyn here wishes that she was in that position? Besides, doesn't Megyn Kelly wear corsets on her podcast? She's using sex to exploit her simp audience too. Sydney is just showing everyone the disturbing stuff already found on Only Fools. Number 11, rat poison blocks were found in Chelsea Park in the UK. Looks like the Mohammeds want your mutts gone. The laws are being changed, so if you say who's actually behind it, you could be charged with being Islamophobic. Why is their religion so against dogs? Because dogs can sniff out a person's character literally and figuratively. I used to have a family dog that didn't like Jeets and Mohammeds, and I couldn't figure out why. Now I do know why. Moving on, people need to see how bad illegal immigration was under Biden, with 8% of the entire population of Nicaragua entering America in only 4 years. It's like they're abandoning their own countries for a better one with more opportunity. I can understand Cuba because it's communist, and Haiti because it's a disaster, and even Venezuela because of communism. I can also understand Nicaragua now because it's the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. What I don't understand is why liberal women are fighting to keep people from these loser countries from being kicked out. Number 13, people have been pointing out that most of the cars out there are monochromatic. Black, gray, or white. Hardly any color. But I'm starting to see colors come back. Dark greens, battleship grays, sand blues, and other muted colors. For the longest time, car companies limited car colors so they could boost profits. But color isn't the problem. It's that today's car designs are boring and uninspiring. I also think people are choosing white cars because they're the lowest maintenance when it comes to washing. Up next, besides car designs, America used to be a proper country when it comes to food too, with the Pizza Whopper, made for sharing with your entire family. The only way I see this being an issue is that not everyone will agree to what toppings are in that burger. And that wouldn't work with the old slogan, have it your way. They ended up changing the slogan to be your way in 2014, and you rule in 2022. The management are morons because the first slogan was the best. Number 15, hey white dudes, what's stopping you from dressing like this? How about a clean criminal record? According to turd-flinging monkey, sagging pants is based on prison culture. They don't let you have belts in prison so you don't hang yourself. And prisoners mark their great bitches by stretching out their elastic pants so they sag. Sagging your pants means you're somebody's biatch. So basically a whole generation of men are dressing like gay prisoners. Got it. Moving on, Kyle says that Hollywood has had brilliant anti-Hitler films but nothing about Stalin, Mao, or Lenin. Of course not. They're Marxists themselves. It's a good thing that AI is going to put them out of business. After seeing the YouTube series Chronicles of Bone, I've been scripting and storyboarding my Tesla film. Soon there'll no longer be any tiny hat mafia media makers controlling the narrative. Unless, of course, they prevent people from sharing AI films and shows on YouTube to begin with. I wouldn't put it past them. Number 17 in Canada, school attendance drops to only 40% of the government targets. Looks like kids are sick and tired of indoctrination, and boys have had enough of female teachers trying to grapes them. This basically means that only 40% of high school students miss less than 10% of their classes. That's so pathetic that the government is proposing the attendance alone, which will account for 10 to 15% of kids' grades. Up next, women like this one are destroying the West. This British MP, Samantha Niblett, wants a summer of sex campaign where she can bring bedroom toys to Parliament and talk about sexual pleasure. Tell me you're frustrated and wanting attention without telling me. Here's another picture of her and her family. Please, will someone make it stop? Those are her three sons. Or are they her daughters that she dressed up as her sons? No one knows these days. The UK is cooked. Number 19, speaking of sex, remember everyone that over the last 11 years, there are no cases of white males raping black females. But there are 35,000 reverse cases with black males doing that to white females. Ages know that black women will call white men racist for not being rapists. Actually, this is from a study in 2008, and it was 19,000 versus 0. Maybe in the past there was segregation of the population for a reason. Moving on, speaking of statistical information, would you look at that? The number one name in the UK for boys is now Muhammad. This looks like the beginning of the end for Western civilization. But just because it's the most common name doesn't mean all that much, because I remember when I was in high school, the Somalis were all named Mohammed. Some were even named Mohammed Mohammed. It would be the same as Christians calling themselves Jesus Jesus. Number 21, the new Prime Minister of Hungary pulled a fast one on the European Union. He used to work for Viktor Orban's party, left to become the opposition. Took funding from the EU leftists, and when he was elected, rejected most of the EU leftist demands. And says the border isn't strong enough. He's playing 5D chess, and this gives me a little bit of hope for Hungary. Then again, my hope has been partially shattered after seeing this picture. What do you suppose it means? Up next, people say that African-American men were better behaved back when they had fathers in the home. Meanwhile, this article from 1958 mentions that while they make up 10% of the population, they still account for 30% of all the arrests and 60% of violent crimes. Looks like the whole raised by a single mom instead of a dad is a BS excuse after all. Some random person says that the reason black men were forced to sit at the back of a bus was because they couldn't keep their hands off of the white women. I'm not sure how accurate that is. Number 23, people in the UK are getting poorer and poorer when compared to their American counterparts. Canadians feel the same way. But it's worse than you think, because everything these days is priced in US dollars. And that means that everything costs more for those that don't earn greenbacks. America has a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship, and that means greater productivity gains. The rest of the developed world seems to just coast off of past glory. Moving on back when you could watch everything on Netflix every month for $10, people gave up on piracy. But now with all the streaming services potentially sending you back hundreds of dollars each month, online piracy has started gaining steam again. For me, I never gave up my pirate hat. These days, though, I have a hard time downloading anything I actually want to watch. The only shows I end up watching are Pluribus, Silo, Foundation, For All Mankind, Severance, and Fallout. Number 25 on the last one, this woman is trying to gaslight men into thinking that they're brainwashed if they think that she's fat. But she is. From the looks of this image, it looks like there's a giant bowl of Crisco floating above her head. She also looks large enough to be a sideshow freak back in the 1880s. Back in my chubby chasing days, I would have hit this like I was trying to play ping pong with her ovaries. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.